This is being recorded on Thursday, November 27, 1969. I'm in the town of Milwaukee, Oregon, which is just south of Portland. It's actually a suburb of Portland. The prefix is 654, spell system step. The prefix has a touchstone dial tone, and according to repair service, it also has touchstone. Quickie assistance is 113, repair service is 114, 115, and 117 rings, probably test boards, 116, 8, 9, or 0, I think the recording is, let me check, hold on. 112 gives a fast busy, 116 gives this recording, I'll dial it for you, let's hear it go through.
Call
cannot be completed if dialed. Please dial again carefully or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. 115 and 7 indeed did give a ring for a test board or something. 118, however, gives a touchtone dial tone. I suspect it's a test for the touchtone tones. I don't know how much I want to play with that, I just lost my dime on it. If you dial a 1 on that dial tone, the dial tone stays on loud. If you dial a 2, the dial tone goes away. Just try it again. I think it reverses at the instant the dial tone goes away. Then you get a regular, normal sounding type dial tone. I'll record all this in a second. That dial tone is a dial speed test, because dial is 0. It gives you a ring to show the dial's okay. I am slowly running out of dimes. Let me record it this time before I do run out completely. Test. I know usually you can dial whatever the thing is, the dial speed test, and then 2, 3, or 4. And your dial will pass some of them, and it won't pass other ones, and I don't really know what the difference is among them. Guess what? I lost my dime. I did try dialing 118 and then 6, thinking that would be the ringback. When I dialed the 6, the dial tone got softer, and yet when I hung up, I never did seem to ring back. Maybe it is from the home phone, though. I'm going to use a quarter here, because I have a lot of times. I just hung up after I got that softer dial tone and lifted the phone up again after a few seconds. So the test dial tone's still on there. I'm going to try 0. Guess that has no effect. There's one other interesting thing, but I'll lose my quarter if I try it, so I'm not going to record it. If you dial operator, and then while it's ringing for click the hook switch down and up, it'll go not dead, but silent. And if you dial a 1 or a 2, it just stays silent. If you dial a 3, it sends about a half a second of ringing pulse back to your phone. I know it's real ringing pulse because if you dial, say, a 5 or 6, as soon as it hits the 3 point of your 5 or 6, the phone bell starts ringing for a fraction of a second. Anyway, if you just leave it like that and wait for a while, the operator will eventually come on, but your money won't come back. And when the operator releases, you lose it. What I'll do, I will record it, and I'll ask the operator to return the quarter. I'm pretty sure she can do it. Normally, in Oregon, well, at least in the Portland area, your dime does return automatically as soon as the operator answers, not like in Seattle. The operator kind of beat me too at that time. I'll try it again. Didn't answer that fast before. I'll try again.
Okay, I'm in that state now. Let me dial up.
As I said, the operator will eventually come on, and again she beat me to it. And I kind of panicked there, and I lost my quarter again. I now only have one quarter left, so I'm not going to risk it anymore. If I hear even one little laugh out of you, you will get killed to death. So I'm going to leave here. There's really nothing that interesting anyway. Well, yes, there is. If, since this is step, you'd expect the dial tone to stay on forever. You just get the drop of a quarter and just leave it off the hook. But because it's touch tone, after about a half a minute, the register that would accept the touch tone pulses gets off the line and just leaves you with a straight step line. At that point, the dial tone goes away, but you can still dial as long as you have a dial and not try to use touch tone. Oh, I don't really feel like recording half a minute of the dial tone, so I won't show that. That's all from Milwaukee. Good luck. I'm driving on Highway 999 east from Milwaukee to Oregon City. I just passed McDonald's and a Shaggy's Pizza Parlor, so things aren't so much different down here. Thanks to the payphone where I was recording from before, it was a Kentucky Fried Chicken stand. It had a different name than the stands in Seattle. I forgot what it is, but it was the same chain. The radio station you hear in the background of these recordings is KGW Portland.
55 at KGW, so I have them with this reminder from Radio 62. According to the Portland Traffic Safety Commission, about half of the fatal accidents in city areas occur at speeds under 30 miles an hour. Seatbelts could have saved most of the lives lost in these slow-speed collisions. So draw your own conclusion. The new Creedence Clearwater Revival album, Willie and the Poor Boy.
Good heavens, I just passed the Prairie Market. I really didn't know the Prairie Markets were outside the Seattle area. Only about one or two, even in Seattle. Just want to explain, by the way, why I'm on Highway 999 or east. I stopped in to visit Reed College, which is right off 999 or east. The reason I went there is that several people from my high school went there. It was the popular place to go from my high school. And my parents were trying to get me to go there for a while and stuff like that, so I just wanted to see what it looked like. I had nothing open, so didn't really see very much. Now entering Gladstone, population 5450. Drive carefully. Crossing the Clackamas River. Entering Oregon City, population 86550. Drive carefully. And he's above the store on the left. I'm going to stop in Oregon City on the way back to play with the phone. I kind of suspect it's not going to be any different than Portland and Milwaukee, so I'm not going to bother right now. Entering Canby, population 3480. Drive carefully. I will stop here as soon as I see a phone. Not cell system. Recorded Thursday, November 27, 1969. I'm in Canby, Oregon. Telephone company is the Canby Telephone Association. Prefix is 266. Phone says 266-9506. However, when I dial that, it just rings, so I guess that's the wrong number. It's an automatic electric payphone. You don't put the money in until after the person answers. There's a whole chain of independent phone companies around here, according to the phone book. I'll read you the back cover. It says, this telephone directory serves the following telephone companies. Mount Angel Telephone Company, Monitor Cooperative Telephone Company, St. Paul Cooperative Telephone Association, Aurora Telephone Company, Jervis Telephone Company, Canby Telephone Association, Molalla Telephone Company, Colton Telephone Company. The first word of each of those names is the name of the town. Aurora, Canby, Monitor, Molalla, and Colton are all free calls from each other. The rest of the towns are free calls generally to the town next to you, but not to any of the other ones. According to the phone book, to make a long-distance call, you dial a two-digit access code on your dial. It should be printed on your dial if you had a home phone, and then the number. According to the operator, that access code would be 1 and then another digit, like 12 or 16 or something. Dialing 1 for the payphone just gives it fast busy right away. By the way, this particular payphone has the wire broken in the dial that cuts out your earphone while you dial. So every time I dial a number, I hear all the clicks, and I can also turn the dial between positions and mute a call. I will call someone in Seattle and have them call me back, and I'll mute them pretty soon. You must hear the recording here for bad prefixes. I think 901 gave it. Hold on. Yeah, 9011 gives it. Hold on. Well, actually, you don't have to hold on because I stopped the tape while you're holding on, so you never even know there's a 20, do you? Sal Diamond's listening, you've got to hear this ring. Sal 266, I think 5432. I'll probably never find the number again, but I've got to hear this ring. Most prefixes where you have to dial the diamond after the person answers, when someone does answer and you don't drop the diamond, you can't hang up by using the hook switch until they hang up. In other words, if you drop a diamond, then you're free to hang up as you please. But if you don't drop a diamond, you're stuck on their line until they hang up, except you usually can hang up by turning the dial backwards partly. In this town, you can hang up by pushing the hook switch down. I'm going to call someone in Seattle now and have them call me back and be muted. Well, on second thought, I'll call Al. The operator, by the way, is in Portland. She says that she handles the traffic for most of the independents.
When your time is up, you will hear a long beep tone. Messages played back every hello, party. This is Al Diamond. When you hear the beep tone, take it to the
Al apparently isn't home. Let me call someone in Seattle. I forgot one little detail. As I don't remember if I mentioned this before or not, but the number on this phone is not what it says it is. It says 266-9506, but when you dial that, you don't get a busy signal. So I really can't have someone call me back because I don't know what the number of the phone is. End of recording from Canby. Aurora 3 miles, Salem 2H miles. Entering Barlow, population 90. Past the nursery where they sell blueberry plants. Sell blackberry plants, though. Entering Marion County, passing over the Pudding River. That's right, Pudding, P-U-D-D-I-N-G. Entering Aurora, population 340, drive carefully. Oh, I don't think I'm going to find any payphones in Aurora, but maybe I will. Entering Hubbard, population 860, drive carefully. Like I said, I didn't just offhand see any payphones in Aurora. There were some on the left side of the road, a little bit before Aurora, that may have been there, so I might stop on the way back. This is being recorded from Hubbard, Washington, on November 27, 1969. Prefix here is 981, telephone number 981-9991. Bell system stepped, nothing at all interesting. I'll just dial the payphone number so you can hear what this tone sound like, but that's about all. End of recording from Hubbard. Entering Woodburn, population 6820. Woodburn and Hubbard have the same phone prefix, so I'm not going to stop. Now turning right on the road that goes to Jervis. Entering Jervis, no population given. It doesn't say to drive carefully, so I guess we don't have to. I have a suspicion I'm not going to find any payphones at Jervis either. Oh, well, guess what I found? I found a payphone in front of the Jervis Telephone Company building. And the car, it looks as though the switch room is behind the business office. Doesn't look like anyone's around, so probably won't be able to get in. Okay, I'm now in Jervis. Prefix is 7902. Telephone number 7902-9508. This is a Jervis Telephone Company automatic electric payphone. Step, drop the money in after the person answers. Listen to what happens when I dial my own number. Tone she talks about actually lasts about 3 or 4 seconds. Well, he says pretty short, isn't it? Of course. Yeah, let's all listen to what happens when you dial 266-6666. I thought, well, this phone. I realized, no, he wasn't coming out because I was dialing 26666. It just was 266 period, except the toll call from here. The operator is in Salem. Long distance calls are dialed the same as in Canby with a 2-digit access code. The operator had no idea what the access codes were like, but I imagine they're 1-something. 1 gave a fast busy right away. End of recording from Jervis. Back on 909 East now, going southbound. I just passed the 45th parallel, halfway between the equator and the North Pole. At least that's what the sign said. Entering Salem, population 68480. Drive carefully. I'm getting hungry, but according to the phone book, there are no Denny's in Salem. What am I going to do? I'm driving around the grounds now of the state buildings in Salem. Yeah, believe it or not, I see a McDonald's that's closed. I don't know if it's brand new or what the story is, but that McDonald's is actually closed. I thought they were open all the time, even on Thanksgiving. What's going on here? I just ate dinner at someplace other than a Denny's. I refuse to say where on the grounds that Albert A. may try to kill me. I'm not going to bother recording the phones in Salem. Their bell system's deaf, just like all the other ones around here. I'm now on Highway 213. I'm going to go back to Portland by way of these side roads that get through a lot of those towns that I mentioned in the other phone book. Entering Silverton, population 4350. Drive carefully. This is being recorded in Silverton, Oregon, November 27, 1969. Prefix here is 873, phone number 873-8871. The independent telephone company, automatic electric instrument, straight step, no directors, no nothing. Under the phone book, you dial a 2-digit access code, which should be printed on the dial of a home phone to make a long distance call. This dial does say DDD access and has a printed 1, and then I guess the phone man is supposed to write in the second digit. Dialing 1 from the payphone gives the following.
This is a recorded message. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please consult your directory or call the operator for assistance.
I'll dial the phone number of the payphone. I'm pretty sure this payphone is on a party line. If you notice, we dial 873, that's all absorbed. The next 8 clicks, so you're dialing and actually dialing and staying in a step switch. The next 8 after that does not click, it's just silent. That implies that we're going into the connector 1 level early. In other words, normally you'd go into the step connector the last 2 digits, but in this case you're getting the connector of the 3rd from the last digit. The 2nd from the last digit you dial is the horizontal digit in the connector. Then the digit after that goes into a special selector to tell it what type of ringing to give for the party line. I've seen this before in some other towns. As confirmation of that, if I dial 873-887 anything, I get a busy signal, not only on 8871. So I suspect there are other payphones on the same line. It doesn't say that, though. I have been in towns where the sign said, pick up the handset and make sure there's no one on the phone before you try to use it. The operator is in Salem. End of recording from Silverton. I just entered Clackamas County. Entering Marquand. The town sign doesn't even say entering, it just simply says Marquand, nothing else. Marquand consisted of 1 store and a couple of houses, no phones. I turned right on Highway 211 going to Malala. Entering Malala, population 1700, drive carefully. I played on the phone for a couple of minutes in Malala. The only phone I could find was by a very busy store, and there were a lot of people standing around there, and I really couldn't make any recordings. And there were people waiting to use the phone, so I really couldn't play with it very long either. It was exactly like all the other independents. It was, well, it was a Strawberry Carlson instrument instead of automatic electric. At least the handset was Strawberry Carlson. The rest of the instrument I couldn't see because it was shielded by one of their protective covers. The dial tone and the dialing sounded exactly like the other tones. The difference was that on this one you could dial one. Now, if you dialed 1-2, for example, well, I won't say for example, 1-2 is the only one that did this, then went on to dial the rest of a toll call, after the first two digits of your number, you'd get a fast, busy signal. However, if you dial something else, like 1-5 or 1-0, then you go on and dial the entire 7 or 10 digits of a number, but then it kind of just sat there and nothing ever happened. I held on for a couple of minutes and just never did do anything. I have a suspicion that if I had more time and privacy, I might have been able to do something with that, but nothing with the time I had. I tried whistling after I dialed the 1-5 or whatever, but it wouldn't take whistling. It did sound like I was going into someplace a little bit far away, but not that far. End of recording from Malala. I went back on Highway 211 to 213, now going north on 213. Just passed a sign that said liberal. They don't mean politically, they mean an unincorporated town liberal. Just of one store and a couple of houses. Sign says entering Moreno, doesn't say entering, just says Moreno, unincorporated, I guess. Had three or four stores, maybe about 10 houses. No payphones that I saw, though. An incorporated town of Carus, C-A-R-U-S. One church, about all, it's one church and a couple of houses. Entering Oregon City, population 8650, drive canceling. Time to Oregon City, I will try to find a phone and stop. Recording from Oregon City, Oregon, November 271969er. Prefix is 656, phone number 656-90-901. Bell system step. I'll dial the payphone number. One eight just gives silence, but then if you dial 2, 3, or 4 after that, you get a dial speed test. I want to try dialing 6, 7, 8, and 9 to see if that's a ring back, but now all of a sudden 118 is giving a fast busy. If someone else must already be on it. 112, 116, 119, or 110 give a little beep of ring and then sit there quiet. They should ring for an operator or give a recording or something, but they don't. I'll try 110 for you. This particular phone always does give that second beep of dial tone after you dial the second one. I don't know why. End of recording from Oregon City. Turned on to Niner East, northbound. Just passing by the Fred Meyer Oak Grove Supercenter. In Seattle, there's only one Fred Meyer Supercenter. It's actually on Seattle, in Linwood. But they're all over Portland. They're about 10 in the Portland, Vancouver, Washington area. I go in one tomorrow and see whether it's like the one in Seattle. Yeah, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken place I mentioned before. It's called The Speck, Kentucky Fried Chicken, but it is Colonel Sanders. Same thing as in Seattle. There's a gas station here called The Bomber. The reason that's called that is that the roof of the station is an old bomber, an old four-engine airplane. I don't know what model. But the wings of it go out and cover up the gas pumps, you know, just like in a modern gas station that has usually the central building, then two struts coming out from it that form roofs over the gas pumps. This thing has the airplane itself over the central building, then the wings of the airplane cover up the gas pumps. Entering Milwaukee, population 16400, drive carefully. Milwaukee in Oregon City, remember, just suburbs of Portland. I'm very near to Portland now. Entering Portland, population 378000, drive carefully. I'm turning right on Burnside Street, a couple of blocks is my travel lodge. Portland Travel Lodge has one nice feature, it has a Denny's restaurant. That's right, a Denny's, right next door to it. Okay, I'm going to go in there before I go to bed and get a hot fresh sundae with nuts and cherries and whipped cream. The Portland Travel Lodge has direct dial payphones. You can dial 9er and then dial a local Portland number. If you try to dial a toll call, the restrictor cuts in and connects you up to the hotel office. I don't yet know how the restrictor works. It's looking for a little bit more than just a 1 as the first digit. I know if you dial a 1 as the first digit and then dial something other than a second 1, it'll bring you to the office right away. You can dial 1-1 because that gives you like information as 113, repair services 114. You are allowed to dial those. However, there are certain first digits that are absorbed. For example, if you dial a 2 as the first digit, it's absorbed, and then you can dial 1 after that, and then something else, and you should be able to get a long-distance call that way. That doesn't take out this restrictor. I still end up with the office if I dial 2-1 and then something else. I don't think there's really a physical restrictor watching what I dial. I think it's just something built into the office that as soon as the line is connected up to where there should be a long-distance trunk, it'll end up connected to the hotel office instead. I don't really know how it works. To dial another room, you follow a chart that they give you. Like, for that one, I'm in room 104, so I dial the phone number 203. I'll demonstrate that for you. All of the phone numbers for the room start with 2. If you dial anything other than 2, 8, 9, or 0 as the first digit, you get the motel operator. Well, 0 also gives you the motel operator, but that's supposed to give it to you. If you dial one of the other ones, you get her acting as an intercept to explain to you that you're not dialing correctly. You dial 8 to get an outside telephone company operator for making long-distance calls to either charge into your room or give her a credit card number or call collect. Dialing 9 gives you a Portland dial tone for making local Portland calls. 0 gives the motel operator. The time of day is 229-1212. I'll dial that for you. Local calls, by the way, cost 15 cents, not 10 cents like from a payphone, so you really would be better off going out to a payphone than using a direct dial phone. But this is more convenient. She was saying. She said 12. Wow, what was that number? She said some funny number after the 12. Sounded like she was saying no in German or something. My watch showed that it was 12-9 at the time.